When was the last time you did something that would take you closer to a life that you'd love? Get answers to this and many other life-changing questions on Grow Your Soul Radio. Ignite your inner magic and learn the art of life mastery with Jane Matanga. Jane will unlock and help you reclaim the magic in your life. Take an inspiring journey with Jane as you receive guidance toward the path of your greatest dreams and desires as she helps you reach success as you make powerful changes that will get you back on track and keep you there. Discover insightful tools, world wisdoms, and exercises in this hit call-in show. Transform and awaken your inner light right now on Grow Your Soul Radio.
Hello, everybody. We are so happy to be here with you today and happy to have you with us. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Jane Matanga, and I'm with my special guest and friend, Trudy Griswold. Trudy is a nationally known teacher and spiritual counselor, and her popular Angel Speak workshop was featured on Good Morning America, Good Day New York, and on numerous national and local radio show and TV talk shows throughout the US, Canada, the UK, and PBS stations around the US. Trudy and her late sister, Barbara Mark, are founders of the Angel Speak and authors of the Angel Speak trilogy, which are Angel Speak, How to Talk with Your Angels, Angel Speak Storybook, How Angels Work in People's Lives, and the Angel Speak Book of Prayer and Healing. I'm so glad to be with you here today, Trudy. And we're going to talk about our favorite topic, the angels.
Oh, so, yes. They're my favorite topic for sure. Thanks for having me, Jane.
It's wonderful to be here together. Tell us your story. Tell us how the angels came into your life.
You know, I just am a girl that grew up in Iowa and, you know, just like everybody else, living life and moving forward. I came to a point in my life where things were going horribly. And as I call it, my life feels like it derailed. And I started questioning, who am I and where am I going anyway, and how can I move forward? And it was during that time of seeking and wondering that I had an experience where in the middle of the night, I was awakened and I had a thought that went through my head, and it was, get up, get a pencil and paper. We want to write with you. And I just remember at that point that after I had just finished reading a group of books about how we can expand and grow and all. And so I did get a paper and pencil, and I got this loving, beautiful message. It was centered around, you know, they'd say, we love you. And we are so happy that we've come together at this time, and thank you for being here with us. We want to help you as you move forward on your path. And, you know, it was so surprising, and it was one of those moments in life that I had that thought, gosh, am I crazy? But yet, because the message was so loving, so healing, so supportive, I just went with it, and I thought, this is wonderful. I mean, never have I experienced anything like this that felt so right, and I didn't quite understand it at that time. So the next morning, now my sister, Barbara Mark, was and I were both on our spiritual path at this time. And I read Barbara my message the next morning, and it was like, this is the most loving, beautiful thing, and just keep going. Now, she had gotten a message. Barbara, who lived in San Diego at the time, got a message too. And so both of us were kind of cued in with this loving team that we referred to as our angels because they were so great, and it felt so right. So from that time on, Barbara and I just went forward with asking questions of our angels, asking, you know, what is our purpose? What is our path? And all. And it was through that period of time that we discovered our purpose, our path, our mission, why we were here on Earth. And this wasn't just for the two of us. It's for anyone that really would like to get to know why they're here and where to go next with your life when things feel all off kilter. So it really was life-changing, Jane.
Yes, I can imagine. I you know, when we open up to them, they're always trying to speak to us. It's just opening up from our busy lives to allow them, you know, in. And so let's talk and discuss about, you know, the angels and who are the angels. Let's talk a little bit about that. And
Well, you know, the good thing about our angelic team, everyone on Earth has a group of beings that work for God. God has a series of beings that we refer to as angels that do God's work and help those of us on Earth that are seeking and would like to find your way along your path or through your lifetime. They're always there to love and support and heal us. And during the worst of times, but during the best of times as well. And I was so touched by the loving messages, and they'd answer questions and everything. And, you know, there was a period I thought, man, I have really lost it. I think I'm crazy here. But it was in that questioning that I started asking them more questions. And they would so kindly and lovingly say, no, child, we are with you because we have been asked to support you, and that we will always be here for you. Ask us questions and expect answers. And boy, that was exactly the way it happened. Barbara and I both started writing with them and, reading books, going to workshops, and learning more about our spiritual purpose and how people can receive spiritual gifts. And it just absolutely was the most life-changing thing that has ever happened, and it can happen to everyone and anyone. That was always our message, and that was really thrilling because I knew I always had this yearning to help individuals that are on this earth plane that want to make a difference or want to have something very special come into their life, and I was a part of that, and I love the whole idea.
You know, it's so wonderful to know that, you know, we are not alone, and we have our angels, guardian angels. Everyone has guardian angels, and we have so much guidance, spirit guides, archangels, ascended masters. They're all here to help us. And so it's just being able to open up to that divine light because they all want to help us with every area of our lives.
Well, that's the best part of it. You know, I know the Bible talks a lot about angels and all. And I would write the angels and ask them a question like, you know, what about religious beliefs? And they would say back, you know, you don't have to change anything about your religion. Hang on to that. That's your foundation. But we are here to to help you as with your life purpose, path, and mission. And that blew me away because I've been looking for that. I wondered, what am I here to do, really? Well, once that got clear, and once I realized that they were there working with me, I realized that also that not only could I write with them, ask questions, receive answers, but it was all about the love that they were giving and how I could get so much goodness. And they said, teach other people to write to their angels. And, you know, Barbara and I said, well, we don't know how to teach it. We just know how to do this. And they said, that's okay. We'll help you. So finally, I got the courage to go to bookstores and different places and ask if I could teach a class. And people agreed, and, you know, with the angels. And it kept growing from that point on. And the angel said, well, you and Barbara need to write a book. And we said, well, we don't know how to write a book. We just, you know, and no matter what we said that was like a little fearful or nerve-wracking, they would always say, don't worry, we're here. And that's the essence of who the angels are. They are with us. They love you. They will show you the way. They will help you no matter how bumpy the road gets, and that you were never, ever alone. And that just filled my heart with such joy when I realized that we'll always have, every person on this earth plane will always have angels to watch over them and guide them. And what a great feeling that is.
It really is, you know, because the world is complicated and the angels only see the goodness in us and in all of us. And their focus is, you know, not on our faults, but they're not judgmental at all. They're just loving beings of light and love. And it doesn't matter whether you're a believer or not to them, because they believe in us.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it, Jane. They believe in us and love us unconditionally. And, you know, there's a lot of conditions on this earth plane, you know, be this way, act that way, do this, do that. And the angels are just saying to us, you are opening to a beautiful soul, as a beautiful soul, and we love you. And we'll be here for you, but just keep going forward, and we'll walk with you. So these are messages of such loving support and goodness that I felt really blessed to be able to share their messages and teach people how to get the written messages. We said to the angels, when we started writing the book, Angels Speak, How to Talk with Your Angels, the angels kept saying, this is just, you know, beautiful. Keep letting this unfold and everything. But we'd ask them now, you know, are we saying this correctly? Is it accurate when we describe the angels and everything? So we were forming this partnership with them, like everyone can do. And I thought, man, talk about having a beautiful group on my team here. And there's nothing better than the angelic group. And when that really hit me, I thought, boy, oh boy, I'll never have to struggle all by myself, you know, and have the fear that sometimes accompanies beginning new things. They will say, you are ready for this, child. Take the next step. And one of the things I wanted to share to the listeners, if we just have a few more minutes here, is they wrote a message that we put on the back of the book, Angels Speak, and it says, Dear children, now this is the angels speaking to people that have found the book Angels Speak. They said to them, "Dear children, we are coming to you in many ways. God is here now to help you through us to understand the changes that have happened in the world and that are happening within you. Everything you do is significant and will further you along your path. When you doubt, when you question, when you fear, when you seek to us. Confusing, comforting energy accompanies our messages. Love surrounds our every word, and you are healed with that love. We and God's blessings to you, and we will teach you how to pass them on." And that's the way they talk with us. That's the way they encourage us. So I encourage everybody to get to know their angels.
Yeah, I think, you know, what you're saying is, and a lot of people haven't really learned this, but it's so important what you've said, and that is that you don't need to have special training or be saint-like or engage in religious work to communicate with your angels.
Exactly.
They help everyone, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
No matter what.
You just have to be you, and you have to ask for that loving goodness or guidance or all to come through to you. Ask them. Because angels will never jump in the middle of your life and take over unless God asks them to. But generally, they just want to stand beside us and around us to comfort us and guide. And that's like having your very best friend or the best energy you could ever imagine wrapping you in love. And boy, you get a confidence when that happens like none other.
I think really, you know, for that reason, they can't, you know, what you're pointing out too is that you have to ask. And
yes.
That although they already know what we need, they mm-hmm. can't intervene without our permission. So
yes, exactly.
So we need to ask our angels to give us assistance.
Invite them in. And so I just say a little prayer. And, you know, dear God and angels, please be with me this day. For example, I said a little prayer before we went on the air, asking them to be with me and you, and that, you know, Jane and I open our hearts to their guidance and love and all. And so they're always there, and that support, just like I said, takes the worry out of it or the nervousness or whatever. I feel blessed.
You can really ask them for any kind of help and as often as you like.
Yeah.
You know, you can't wear them out. They really want to help you, and they love it when you call on them.
They do. That's great. You can't wear them out. It's true. They have, they will support us in any way possible that is, you know, in our highest and greatest good is how they will express it. And so I know there was a time that Barbara wanted to get a Jaguar and car, and so she asked the angels that it come to her quickly and easily, and she said, you know, help this become a part of my life, that it'll be affordable. You know, the more specific we are in our questions, the more specific they can be in their help. So, you know, month one went by and nothing kind of showed up, and then month two, and finally Barbara sat down and wrote them and said, "Angels, I don't understand. I've asked you for a Jaguar, and it hasn't come yet." And they said, "But Barbara, child, we want you to know that we will bring you a car that will be in your highest and greatest good. If we had brought you a Jaguar, it would have been extremely expensive, and that would be including the insurance and and the maintenance and everything. However, be patient, and sure enough, within a couple of weeks, Barbara was driving somewhere, and she saw this beautiful, brand-new car that was so perfect for her, and she could lease it at a better, at a good price, and so she goes in with into the dealership, and she drives out with this new car. She couldn't believe her great fortune. So that day, she went to the angels and said, thank you for helping me find this car. And they said, it is our pleasure, child. This car you will find will be many times greater and more helpful to you than your Jaguar. And absolutely, I mean, it was one of those things where Barbara loved this car more than anything, and it was just right. So
they always know, don't they?
They always do know. So sometimes things don't work out exactly as we think or want at the time, but ultimately they've always got our highest and greatest good in mind.
They do. They're always speaking to us, and we just need to understand their language. And one of the things that you have been so successful at helping people with as a spiritual counselor is the Angel Speak seminars, and also in your books, you know, the Angel Speak trilogy, you speak about how we can pray to them and how we can write to them. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about that so that people can have, you know, an avenue. Some people resonate with writing and journaling, and others, you could do both, but, you know, that I think might be so helpful for people to understand the fundamentals of, you know, writing and the steps to talking with our angels.
You're right. And it's so easy. These are the four steps that the angels gave to us that referred to as the four fundamentals. And number one, they say, number one is ask. Ask us to be with you. Ask us to, you know, help you open yourself to the loving wisdom and guidance that your angelic team is there to give you. That's number one, is ask. And by the way, when you ask, do say a little prayer. You know, dear God and angels, please be with me. I always, by the way, include God. And, you know, I respect every religious belief. And so ask God to be with you. You know, I don't idolize angels or anything. I just know that they're God's messengers. So I combine the two and know that I've got the whole team with me. Mm-hmm. So number one, ask. Number two is believe and trust that they will be with you, and that now that you've asked in prayer, and that opens the doorway, and then believe that they'll come to you and support you. So begin writing, you know, imagine your angel standing around you while you've got your pen and paper with you, and they pretend like they're talking with you, and they would maybe say to you, dearest child, we love you, and, you know, they say things like child or dear one, or things like that. Those are just topics of love. So once you ask, believe they're there, and begin writing, dearest child, we love you, and then step three is ask, believe, let go, meaning begin writing whatever it is that comes to you, pops into your knowing, and they will give you thoughts, most people just get a thought in their head. And like my first writing was Dearest Trudy and our dearest child, we are so happy that we've come together this evening. And because that was the thought that went through my head. So whatever comes to you. So ask, believe, let go. And then once you've written to them, give thanks. Say thank you for writing with me. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your healing goodness. Whatever comes to you. But the formula is ask, believe, let go, say thank you. And I've discovered when the angels help us with areas of our life, it's so great. They break things down into manageable segments. It's very easy to follow, and it's very easy to accomplish. So it's in the asking and all that you just go, wow, I guess I can do this. And trust me, you can do this. Everyone can get a written message from their angels.
What I think is so powerful for people to know is also some of the angel experiences that we've had in our lives, you know, how angels work in people's lives. And you wrote a book about that. It was the Angel Speak Storybook. Mm-hmm. And the stories were just full of light and love. And I think, you know, our listeners would love to hear, you know, some of those events, because I think sometimes people question whether that's real. And it is. It's very real. So
Yes. Boy, you're so right about that. We realized that, you know, book one was how to get a written message from them, and book two and three had everything to do with how to continue to work with them and open ourselves to our path and purpose. One story that comes to me in the Angel Speak story book is about a woman who her whole life wanted to have a little store downtown on this strip or whatever in her hometown. And she wanted to fill it with not only little angel statues and books and things like that. She wanted to have a coffee and tea shop there as well. And how it initially just seemed absolutely impossible. You know, how am I going to do this? Or how am I going to get this financed? Or where are people going to come from? How will they know about me? You know, all the worry and doubt and fear that we can come up with thinking something through. And it ended up that her shop became the gathering point for people in her town that wanted to share their angel experiences or sit and have a cup of coffee together and all. It was so much fun. She had workshops going on, and she said it was so much better than her greatest dream. And that's, Barbara and I always used to say, that's when you know it's an angel experience, because it can end up so much better than you ever dreamed possible. And it can take courage, though. You know, let me just say, when the angels asked me to teach a class on how to talk with angels, let me tell you, I had to keep my balance. They kept, I thought, oh my gosh, people are going to think I'm crazy. And that, you know, I was always in corporate America. I moved to New York from Iowa. And I was, thinking, well, I have to be, you know, kind of buttoned up and professional and everything. And oh my goodness, and writing angels, I thought, man, they're really going to think I'm nuts now. But you know, when you are so excited and feel so blessed to have something come into your life, the fear begins to evaporate, and the worry and the fear and the doubt. Oh my gosh. So this Angel Speaks story book is chock full of people's experiences and how much they loved and what they are doing for the greater good of many people. It's a great book.
It really is. They place, you know, when you're open to it, because they are always trying to speak to us, and they speak to us in different ways. I think they speak to us in ways that they know resonate with us. And for everybody, it's different. For some of us, it's, you know, like a knowing, a clear, you know, voyance, or sometimes it's a clear audience. We hear yeah. them, or, you know, we feel their presence. Or mm-hmm. a clear seeing. Mm-hmm. And it's just when you realize that you're not alone and you open up to that, you know, sometimes you even turn on the radio, for example, and you'll hear a song that you yeah. are absolutely meant to hear.
Oh, absolutely. And then you get goosebumps and you wonder, where did these goosebumps come from? And they're, you know, they're angel validations that, yeah, we're here, we're with you, we know, you know, what's happening, and we love you, sort of thing. It's I never knew there were so many ways to be loved, frankly, and until I got to know this spiritual team of mine. And you know, I'm still, to this day, I'm knocked out by how people, for example, find the books. You know, someone said, I get letters from people that say, "Well, I was at the airport, and I'm wanting a book to read. It was a long flight and everything, and all of a sudden, this book fell off the shelf, and where I was standing looking at the books there, and dropped on my toe," and then she put "ouch," and she said, "and it was your book, and I just wanted you to know I love it," and it being introduced to my angels was the best thing that could have happened for me. So it's just so fun to see how we're loved and guided like that. We're really well cared for.
You know, really are. I mean, yeah. And there's so many different signs that they send us. You know, they can send us numbers. They send us coins. They send us mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. words on road signs, you know, passing vehicles. And if you're open, you know, if you can just open up to it, they're yes. always speaking to us, right?
Oh, yes. It's always there, out there. And, you know, I remember when I was first walking my spiritual path, I understood how people can come in. Let's say people come into our lives at the just right time and in the right, you know, to help us or to support us and everything. But I didn't know what the name of that was. And when I heard the word synchronicity, I just got so excited, because I thought, that's what you call that when things happen in ways that you could have never dreamed it up. And so it's been fun over these years to be able to not only know and feel so blessed by my gifts that I receive from my angels, but then when I teach workshops or I do classes on not only how to write with your angels, but I also teach people, if they're interested in learning how to become an angel speak facilitator, I call it, and how they can teach other people how to get a written message, the angel speak method, we call it, then, wow, that's really a lot of fun, too. So, and I'll never forget the day I met you, Jane, and how you called me, and you and I felt like we had known each other for a long time, and yet, you know, we just had so many new things to share with each other and new ways to support each other. So what a gift that is.
It is such a gift, and it's they're instrumental in bringing people together where it's divinely inspired, you know, where they assist us in all these ways and give us gifts to make our lives easier and to help us get over any challenges and hurdles. And
it's just that energy of gratitude and that can whelm up when you start thinking of it, you know, how did I ever get this lucky? And, you know, it's not luck. It's divinely inspired. It will lead us on a new path, a new way to move forward with lots of adventures, but all for the greatest good for each of us and the people that we meet and know. What a blessing this is.
It is such a blessing. They can just enrich our lives in so many ways if we will only just, you know, open up and let them in and just ask, as you have told us. You know, we can see their signs, and we know that daily they're giving us guidance and direction and trying to keep us on that right path, even though the decisions are our own to make. They will help us and guide us in those certain directions that are right for us. You know, I mean, even for the simplest things, right? You're talking about Barbara's wanting this car, but you know, it's everything. It could be, let's say you want to move to another city where you would feel more like it was home for you. Yeah. You can ask them that. You can ask them for that.
Yeah.
A clear message, right?
Absolutely. You can ask for any aspect of your life to improve any aspect. You can, you know, anything you would like to have come in to your life, anything you want to do, or anything you'd like to become. Have, do, or become. My gosh, that really covers, you know, living life and everything. And some people go, well, what if I ask for the wrong thing or that sort of thing? You know, it just because we ask doesn't mean something's just going to plop down in our lap instantly. And if there's a need for greater clarity or understanding or time, maybe the timing isn't quite right, or maybe we needed to meet someone before we went forward. We just have to trust, and you know, here comes this believe and trust again, that we are being helped and cared for and supported. And maybe you're looking for someone, you know, just the perfect person to love in your life. The angels tell us, write down the qualities and the characteristics of an individual that you would like to have come to you as a love person, a love interest. And be, again, very specific, you know, like to say, like you could say, I just want someone nice. Well, that's okay, but you could be a little more specific. You could say that you wanted someone with a great sense of humor, that loved to play and enjoyed life, for example. Or let's say you really finances. You want to make sure that they had a respect for finances or something. Then ask specifically for that. And this is the beautiful part of asking for help or guidance or anything in our lives that we'd like to have, do, or become. The more specific you are, the greater success you'll have on all areas, even a job. You know, so often as a younger woman, I would take jobs that were offered because I thought, well, yeah, this sounds okay. This probably would work. Where in fact, our real passion, what we love, is what our purpose is this lifetime. And so I realized that I've always loved helping people. I've always wanted to be there for people that were wanting to make a difference, wanting to move forward. Now, I've been in sales and marketing, and that's helping people. True. However, when I came upon this new life of working with the angels and opening up and everything to my heart, my passion, my heart brings me the greatest joys and everything, that's when I knew that this is it. This is what I was born to do, I feel, because it brings me such joy and happiness.
Trudy, we have a caller, Anna from New Jersey, who's calling in to speak with you and about the angels. So we will take Anna's call and question.
Okay, great.
So
Anna, are you there?
Yeah.
You're live on the air?
Hi. Well, thanks
Hi,
for taking
Anna.
My call. Yeah. What is the name of your book?
It is called Angels Speak. And the angels gave us that title. And one word, A-N-G-E-L-S-P-E-A-K-E. Put an E at the end of Angels Speak. Yeah.
Oh, it's wonderful. Well, I'm definitely going to get your book. But I have also a personal question that I would like maybe, if that's possible for the angels to answer.
Sure.
Okay. Would like to know, for example, I am very interested in having a romantic partner in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And is that going to come soon, or is that possible? I want to have that relationship.
Sure,
in my
absolutely.
Life.
Good, good, good. You know, your timing is perfect because I was just speaking about how we can be more magnetic or attract the right people or love interest or whatever. And, you know, the angels do say that you need to write down a list of the qualities you would like to have that person.
Yeah,
you know.
I have that list, of course.
Okay, and when did you make your list up?
That list was done a while back.
Yeah, I would encourage you.
A couple months ago.
Yeah, I'd encourage you to start with a clean sheet of paper and sit down with and say a little prayer, Dearest God and Angels, I would like to attract a love interest to me, and I would like them to have these particular qualities. And write down and be super specific what you would like to have, and then at the bottom of your list, write or better. Simply because when we write or better, it means that these are the qualities, but if somebody has even better qualities than I could have thought up, that's great, too. And then, once you've got your list there, put it on your refrigerator or your bathroom mirror so you can read it every day. And it, like in the morning, I would say, Dear God and angels, thank you for bringing this very special person to me with these qualities. And then and then also just be sure to give thanks and keep asking each day. Now, if, you know, I do know this, asking is, I don't think, you know, many people have been encouraged to ask. When I was a kid, it was considered kind of greedy or something like that. But the angels tell us, ask, 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 because the more you ask, the more magnetic you become. And also, you have to go out into the world. For example, what's your favorite thing to do? Like, do you like to sail, or do you like to dance, or do you know, are there or planting flowers, whatever? What is your favorite?
Yeah. I like going to a meditation group. I like going to yoga. I like skiing.
Great. Good. Now, so go out and as you go skiing, let's say, or as you go to a meditation class, just thank you, God and angels, for bringing someone to, you know, an individual that I'll meet them and that we will find each other with, you know, and in other words, rather than just kind of hanging back and waiting, the angels are just saying to you, go out, live your life, ask that this person find their way to you, and it will be, child, it will be, they're saying.
Okay, that's very sweet. Thank you.
Okay, good. Just believe it, you know, it will happen when the time is right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Is that the same to do for a job if I wanted to change my job sometime?
Yeah. It's what I always call the angel's formula for any aspect of your life, anything you want to have, do, or become. Boy, work this formula, and you'll find that your life will open on all these ways.
It's very interesting because when I was working with angels, I mean, I literally felt the whole room light up. But it's just so rare that that connection is made, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it was very, very interesting when my friend's husband passed away. And I said, you know, I called upon the angels and they literally were filled in the room.
Yes.
And even my friend felt it.
Yes.
And it was just so amazing. But I don't always do it.
Mm-hmm.
So then it doesn't always happen. But they are there.
You can ask,
however.
It's just
a form of light.
Yes. And you can just simply ask them, would you all please come as you came the time of, you know, so-and-so passing? And
exactly.
That many... or more, you know, ask
that
many
angels.
Yeah. Good. Ask them. Don't hang back. We kind of do that too often. Just kind of, they love it when we ask because they know they want to give us all these gifts. And if we don't ask, it's very hard for them to pass them on. So ask, ask, ask.
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. One last thing. Do you there's an angel named Thomas that is with you. Do you know someone named Thomas in spirit or an angel or anything?
Well, no, but I was a long, long time ago. Maybe he passed on. But there was somebody that I dated named Thomas.
Uh-huh.
And I was literally, I was quite in love with him, and we were very short time together. And then he all of a sudden disappeared. I was studying in France, and he was there traveling around as a painter. And then that was a spontaneous meetup. And then he traveled on without saying anything to me, which wasn't very nice of him. But that was the end of Thomas. But I did like him a lot. And that was very interesting, because with him, we found each other, and then he was on his way again. And then one day I was determined to find him in France, wherever we were. And I did find him.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
gosh.
I'm gonna find him. And I found him like laying down like on the beach.
Uh-huh.
And that was very interesting, that whole thing. But,
yeah.
You know, he's disappeared out of my life for a long time. But that's the only thing I can remember with that name.
Oh,
but it
okay.
It did make quite an impression on me.
Yes.
That, you know.
Well, ask, the reason they gave me his name, and he's in spirit, you said. He passed away?
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
You know, maybe he
all
did
right.
that because he disappeared one day. I have no idea what happened to him.
I'll tell you this. Whether he did or not, sometimes this is exactly what the angels will do. There was a love in your life at that time that really touched you and that you loved. Ask the angels to bring you, you know, someone similar to Thomas that would be loving and be respectful of you and your love and appreciation of them. But that early love thing can really make a huge difference in our life. That's great.
Yeah, maybe. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna, for calling in. We've loved having you on the show. We have a few more minutes for the remainder of the show. And I wanted, Trudy, tell us where, you know, people can get in touch with you, your
All
website
right.
and contact information.
Thank you. Yes, if people would go to angelspeak.com, and again, angelspeak is all one word with an E at the end, you'll go to my website, and at the bottom of the home page on my website, there's an opportunity for people to put their email address in, and I will send each person who does that a Monday morning message from your angels. And many years ago, the angels asked me to send a message out to people that are interested in knowing more about the angelic realm. And so I will definitely send to you the angel speak message for that Monday. Also, I do send out a newsletter once a month. And on top of it, you know, I do workshops and classes, and I talk about ways that you can open up spiritually in my newsletter. So if you would like to have any of this, it's all free, and I would be thrilled if you would like to have the angel's message that they dictated to me. And I do workshops, too, by the way. I think I said that, but, you know, I do travel, and so keep an eye out on where I'm going to be next. And I do readings on the telephone as well. So I do lots of things with our angelic team.
It's been so wonderful to have you on the show. We have about a minute to go, and I wanted to thank Anna for coming on the show with us. It's been wonderful to have you with us, Trudy, and to talk about our beloved angels and how we can connect with them and how we can continue to open up to guidance from them every day. And it's such a gift.
Here, Jane.
And thank you so much for being our special guest. And thank you for sharing your knowledge and
my
your
pleasure.
Gift.
Mm-hmm.
With all of us about the angels. And it's been grand, as they say. Wonderful.
Well, and I want everybody to try sit down tonight with a paper and pencil and write, say a little prayer and write, you know, dearest God and angels, please be with me.
You've been listening to Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Thank you for tuning in, and we hope you'll join us next week as Jane helps you unlock and reclaim the magic in your life. For more information on Jane Matanga or to listen to past shows, visit her website at enlightened-path.com or growyoursoulradio.com. And don't forget to ask Jane about her amazing intuitive life mastery session. See you next time.